Today's learning Shalei Nishas for Chaim Luz from Shai Moshe and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe is Rosh from Nachum and Moshe. We discuss for Shalei Machaim Moshe and Malka. We brach by Sarah Malka and Tzitzik Ben Fegel Dina. Also discuss for Shalei for Shmuel Yehuda Ben Henya, a Kohen who's going into surgery right now. May it go well. We are holding Simon Reishi at Aleph and we are up to Sif Bey. So we remember in Sif Aleph we said that the Mechaber said that you always go when it comes to when the brachas are shavus, you go to the shivas aminim. Brachas are ain't shavus, you can either do whichever one you want. And there are those who say you should go with chaviv. And we saw two different explanations in chaviv. That's the quick recap of Sif Aleph. Now we're going to go to Sif Beis and we're going to see another shita. La Rambam, according to the Rambam, min echad chaviv la yoiser, if one of the minim on the table in front of you is more chaviv, bein shebechayseim shavus, bein sheeinu shavus, whether or not they have the same bracha or they don't have the same bracha, bein sheyesh mehem min shiva, bein sheeinu mehem min shiva, whether it's shivas aminim or not, magdim hachaviv loy oz ba'oyser shah. So the Rambam is arguing on both facts of the Mechaber and Sif Aleph. The Rambam is arguing, number one, no matter what, Chaviv always wins. Whether it's the same bracha, whether it's different bracha, whether it's Shivas Aminim or it's not Shivas Aminim. So he's arguing on that it's always Chaviv that wins over everything. That is the number one criteria that you have to follow. The second part that the Rambam is arguing, if you remember, the Mechaber said, what's Chaviv? Chaviv is what I usually like better. Not what I like better right now, but what I usually like better. However, the Rambam says, what he wants better at that time. So Chaviv only goes based on at that moment what's eating. So the Rambam's arguing in two different facts over here. What happens if there's no Chaviv? Everything is equal. So the Rambam completely reverses the order. We said Shivas Aminim first, Chaviv second, Shlema third. That was our order. Rambam says Chaviv first, if Chaviv is not a factor, then you go to the Shivas Aminim. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Magdim HaChaviv. Polak Adai Rishon, he's arguing on the first Shita. Usvir Lei the Chaviv Adav Loilam, that the Chaviv is always the one that wins. But after the Rechayson Shavas, even if it's the same bracha, the Yesh from Shiva, you mean Shiva, you have from the Shivas Aminim. So I have grapes and apples. That's what I'm eating. But I like apples more at that moment, even if I usually like grapes more. But that moment I want apples. Chaviv kaidim levarachal, if you always go to Chaviv. But Oysa Shah at that moment, Gam Bezeh Polak, as we explained all day, China, this is also arguing with Sif Aleph. Usvir Leh, the Eina Nikra Chaviv, Masha Chaviv Aleph Tamid. He says, what you usually like better, that's not Chaviv. Ala Masha Chaviv Aleph, but Oysa Shah, this that he wants at that moment. Right? Says the Chavetz Chaim, Lamaisa, we followed the day Rishayna, which was we learned yesterday. Shivas Aminim wins. Then comes Chaviv, Ein Bechar Seim Shabbos. If it doesn't have the same bracha, you should go ahead and go with the then you should go with the Chaviv in order to satisfy everybody. Not like the Rambam in Sif Beis. I just want to point out over here. Just read to you briefly part of one of the comments over here, one of the notes. He says, "La'inyan achilas asiman and b'le Rosh Hashanah." So this is very negaya on Rosh Hashanah. Shekasav l'kam levarach al tepuach u'paydus ha'davash. We make a brach on the apple and a pat is the honey. Kasav l'kavachayim sheitachas shemeduba she'oifin shatamarim ainu l'fana b'shas bracha v'yoyse rak achakach. That if you're going to make the apple brach on the apple first, right? Many people have a minig. I'm trying to remember. We have a minig that on the first night we eat the apple after the hamaitzi. On the second night we eat the apple before the hamaitzi. Right now on the second night, right, because you're making the shechayanu with the kiddush, and the shechayanu has to be chal on the shechayanu fruit. So you eat the fruit, I think, before you wash, if I'm not mistaken. At least some people have that minig. I'm sure there's different minhagim, but some people eat the apple first on the second night too. Now, the second night is when you have the Shechiyonu fruit. In the Shechiyonu fruit, oftentimes you have Rimon, which is Shivas Aminim. Right? So, what do you make? Mishum Sheroitze Lechol Asatapuach Tchilo L'Simintay. Those people that dafki eat the apple first, right? Because we follow the first shita, which is the way we say with Shepaskin, you should make the shivas aminim first, not the apple first. Right? Not because we don't paskin like the Rambam. Even though there's different things, there's schoolers about eating the apple, right? The song that the kids come home from school is not we eat the carrots and make a yirotz and shiur b'zuchay yisayinu. It's dip the apple. The apple is the biggest thing on Rosh Hashanah. Mikol makon. Matmar merimoni kedoyim lefan of yak demaisa. You have to make it. Kivin shaleinu lasas al pi halacha psuka. We have to follow halacha over the different skulas and a meaning. Now, v'haroitz shaloi l'shan z'minig hakadam. If those who want to make have the meaning to make shabir chal tepuach, they should make on the apple first. B'shaloi haylem peres b'shivas aminim. So why did they make the apple first? Because they didn't have shivas aminim. They had apples. So those people have a minute that even on the second night, when you have the other fruit on the table, but they have a minute to make on the apple first, don't bring out the other fruit. The problem is the other fruit is what you make in the Shechianu one. Okay, so I don't know what he does about the fact. About the fact that you're supposed to have those fruit out. So you should have what you should do is you should have Shechianu fruit out that's not Shivas Aminim. And therefore you have the fruit, the Shechianu's chal on the fruit. You should have the apple out. And therefore, since there's no Shivas Aminim, the apple is chaviv, you can make on the apple first, and then bring out the Shivas Aminim. So depending on what your meaning is, this could be very negaya on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mechaber Siv Gimel. Havila fun of Davish Shabachasi Bar Priyetz, the Davish Shabachasi Shahako. So what happens if they bring out something that's a Bar Priyetz and a Shahako? We touched upon this already. Bar Priyetz Kademes Chehi Chashuva. The Bar Priyetz comes first. She'ena Pateres Elo Dava Echad. Because the Bar Priyetz we see is very special. It's only made for special fruit because it only paters the only paters the fruit versus shahakal is sort of a utilitarian bracha that it covers everything. So what does that make a difference? Why if a shahakal covers fish and meat and soup and a whole bunch of other things, is that considered a lower level bracha? And the explanation is, and this is very important to understand when we're making our brachas, that when you're being mishabeach Hashem, right, when you say thank you Hashem, right, and the Rav spoke about this many times. When you say thank you to somebody, it's a general thank you. It's thank you, right? Okay, appreciate it. When you go up to somebody and say thank you, I really enjoyed the meat board that you sent over. Specifically, I saw that you made sure to add the roast beef on there because you know I like roast beef. So the guy knows it's a much more sincere thank you because it's specific to what the person did for you. So just the word thank you is nice, but it's not really a sincere thank you versus when someone gives you a specific thank you, I really appreciate what you did for me, you don't even know what it meant for me, so on and so forth. When you get specific in your thank you, it is a much more chush of a thank you. And the same thing is when it comes to brachas, we're thanking Hashem. So when I say shahakol, it's an all-encompassing bracha. It's not specific. So yeah, you're saying thank you. When you say bayre priya eight, it's a much more specific thank you, and therefore it has a greater chashiva. Zchein bayre priya adam of shahakol. If you have a Bar Pri Adama Shahako, the Bar Pri Adama goes first. You can go either one, or some say the Bar Pri Eitz. We already sort of discussed this because it falls under that question, which is this one is more chavav than the other. If they're equal, we have a Yesh Aymerim. If they're equal, then the Bar Pri Eitz should go before the Bar Pri Adama. Let's see all this in the Mishabura. Bar Priyetz Kedemis, Afilamina Sheni Chavavalov. So if you have a piece of steak and an apple that you're going to eat, so most of us, the piece of steak is more chavav than the apple. Still, the apple comes first. Shehi Chashuva Perish, the Bichas Bar Priyetz Mivareres, Tfei Aleizim Avarach. It's more specific. The Chashuva Himi Bichas Shehakal Sheni Bracha Akhalelis Chaminim. This is a summary of what we explained. Since the Shehakal is not specific, It's not as chashuv as the specific bracha. V'chein bar priyadama chashuv enami mishahakel is more chashuv than shahakel. The mevara mei bracha rak mina priyadama because it only works on fruit from the ground. Mashen ken shahakel the kalel is hakel. The alpha pik shambil in front of yain sarif in mekachas. Even though therefore shambil in front of yain sarif in mekachas. What happens if in the morning? After davening, someone has yahrzeit, he puts out a lechaim and a mezainus. Yivarach al mekachas tchila. Afshar yain sarif chavavalav. Even though he likes the whiskey more, still it's a shahakel versus a mezainus or hadama or eitz. The other bracha always comes first. Eiz mehem. If you have a choice between hadama and haetz, ain tali klal v'chavav l'day rishon yirshif aleph. So over here, he's not referring the ha'ein b'chasei and shavus. Yes, according to the first shita. That the din of chaviv or not chaviv, only just he's recapping over here. The first shiton sif aleph the only din of kedima is if it was the same bracha, but if it wasn't the same bracha, there was no din of the kedima. According to the second shita in sif aleph, you would need to make on the chaviv firstly. Over here, where he's discussing, should I make the priya eitz adama? Where some say it doesn't make a difference, and some say you should make the priya eitz first, is talking about a case that there is no chaviv. So chaviv. Remember this, when brachas are not shavos, chaviv is going to rule. However, if there is no chaviv, you like them both equally, then we have a shayla over here. Some say priates first, some say doesn't make a difference. V'yash ha'im shepray priates koidim. V'skima achrayim, achrayim gim nachal anik yash ha'im ha'zeim, shnayim sham v'chavivis. That if you have a bayar priates and a bayar priadam in front of you, and you like both those things equally as much, and you plan on eating both of them, then you should, and they're both, so rule number one is which is chaviv. That's the one you go with. Rule number two is if there neither one is chaviv over the other, again, we're talking two different brachas. Let's not confuse it when it's the same bracha. Then it was shivas aminim. Now, then chaviv. Here, shivas aminim is not playing a role, obviously, because it's a eitz and adama. So there, when it's a eitz and adama, it's which is chaviv first. If neither one is chaviv, then you should better to make the eitz first and then the adama. Okay, in pri adama chaviv aleph, but if you like the pri adama more yaisa mevarach al chaviv, you should make on the chaviv canal b'sif aleph as we explained in sif aleph. V'chein in pri adama hu min shiva. What happens if the pri adama is min shiva, which is also possible that the pri adama shiva samina kagoyin kloya shalchitim v'tapuach. If you have kernels from the Shiva Saminim, right? So if you have a granola bar that has, I don't know, granola bar, but you have an oat bar that has Shiva Saminim in it, that's a Hadama, right? Puffed oats is a Hadama. Shiva Saminim, then you should make on the Shiva. Yesh Levar, Tchila Alachita, Shehim in Shiva, Vakademis, Bapasik. You should first go with the one that's earlier on in the Pasik, and that's the one that you should make the Bracha on, okay? I'm going to stop over here. I'm not going to start Sif Dalet because we're really not going to make much headway in it. And Yes Hashem, we'll continue with Sif Dalet tomorrow.